God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Word of Life with the Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche.
Word of Life broadcast with Prophet John Anoche is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
A people come, great and strong, the like of whom has never been, nor will ever be. Oh, Hill City, let the Garden of Eden before us, where a great privilege of awakening to a life of new wine, wheat, and oil is released. Partake of the powers of the age to come.
His words, the power is in me, and the authority has invested in me.
The Lord's General, Prophet John Anoche, and the Holy Colonial Family, every Sunday at 8:30 GMT at the Tree of Life Service. Worldwide Word, raising people to function like Christ Jesus.
Word of life. As I've been teaching about the 11th hour generation, that is where I'm going into the deeper side of it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, about the fullness of Jesus. What the fullness of Jesus is.
Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet.
Okay.
And gave him to be head over all things to the church.
And he gave him to be head over all things back to the church. Now, God, the Father of Jesus, put all things under Jesus' feet, not his head. Feet. And the feet is part of his body.
Yes.
So all things are accomplished in the body. But where in the body? The feet. Papa God gave all things to Jesus. But let's hear where Jesus said them.
Jesus was in the feet. And he put all things under his feet.
He put all things,
all things
under Jesus' feet.
Yes, sir.
But Jesus, the principle of Jesus is that he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the head. And his whole body is the church.
Yes.
But he puts all things under the feet. So where is the power of Christ? The feet.
Light the world with the word of life. Word of life.
You know, understand that particular scripture here.
Yes, sir.
So here the Bible says, with recompense of God. So he's talking about his second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, the scripture of Isaiah is prophesying the next coming of Jesus,
yes,
Christ. Now, and the saint of God, and he will come and save you.
Mm-hmm.
The Savior there is delivering somebody from battle.
Okay.
That is what it is. It's delivering somebody from battle. That is where we shall get our new bodies. So when you read, they are accurate,
mm-hmm,
about it. You can know the timeline over there.
Sure.
Now, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer. That means all the people on earth who they don't understand, we preach to them. Here they will understand that while they said it, it's true, like, you know, and all of that. And the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in wilderness. Now, but before all these things will happen, the church will go into a great harvest of God. So he prophesied it right there. And the Bible says, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground, which is the, you know, the scalding ground, heat and burning ground, okay, shall be what? And thirsty land springs, okay, shall become a pool.
Yes.
And the thirsty land spring of water. The thirsty land is dry land.
Yes.
Thirsty land, okay. And then in the inhabitation of what?
Jackals.
Where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and what? Rushes.
Yes.
He prophesied. Rushes like, it actually grows like, these are certain kind of plants,
yes,
that grows in, we call it mangroves, you know.
Mm.
Yes, you know, that's it. And the Bible says, a highway shall be there.
Mm-hmm.
And a road, a highway, this is where you go to, and in the church, we show you the way to Christ.
Mm.
The way to the coming of Jesus,
mm-hmm,
Christ. So the highway shall be there. And it shall be what? Called the it shall, and the road.
Yes.
And it shall be called the highway of holiness. Because everybody will be purified and be made pure unto the coming of Jesus. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others, whoever walks the road, although a fool shall not go astray.
What a road.
Nor lion shall be there. Now, the word lion means no violence.
Yes.
Remember, it's a prophetic word.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's talking about the word lion there is an interpretation of the Hebrew language, you know, violence.
Yes.
There will not be any violence there. Nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. So, in reading the ravenous beast, you understand that he's talking about that.
Yes.
Ravenous beast.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. He's symbolizing that. Yeah, because he's talking in relation to his people.
Mm-hmm.
How peaceful they will be and where they will bring you. So, if he's talking about beasts and ravenous wolves and lions, he's talking about people who make violence and who hurts people.
Yes.
Because he said that there shall be joy ever after. Yes. Okay?
And safety there.
Safety. Nor shall any ravenous go on it. It shall be, he said, and it shall not be found there.
Yes.
But the redeemed shall walk there.
The
and the ransom of the Lord. The ransom of the Lord is the people have been redeemed, bought with a price.
Sure.
That's what it means. And the ransom shall be what? Shall
return.
And come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads.
Mm.
Everlasting joy is on their heads. It's like a crown they wear. The Bible says, and they shall obtain joy and gladness. Obtain means they work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Something they obtain. That means there was it's like you obtain a university degree.
Mm-hmm.
After working, somebody confessed on you.
Sure.
So and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So he's prophesying about us, the believers, in the last year that generation up to the millennium.
Mm.
Now, do you understand the point now?
Sure.
So we are the millennials, okay? We are people use that terminology. But it's because of where we are going to go.
Mm.
That is why the Lord uses these terminologies for us. So understand this kind of prophecy that it is about us. That the last generation, there is a prophecy about the entire church and the last generation, what they must represent.
Mm.
And that is why I'm showing these people scriptures. Let's go to the book of Psalm 132, verse number 7. Psalm 132, verse number 7. Thank you, Father. Masa Katara Bushanda. We are using scriptures to interpret scriptures. Now, when now you have gotten all these scriptures, you sit down. Then you understand how to teach it. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, let's go. Psalm 132.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Verse number 7. Quickly.
Let us go into his tabernacle.
Yes.
Let us worship at his footstool.
Okay. Let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool.
Yes,
already, God has given. So, where is his footstool now?
Yes.
Yes. When you understand this word, you will understand the, you know, the statement that was put there in Job, the book of Job, chapter 1. Where the Bible says, and the sons of God came to worship, you know, God. And the devil, you will know that we worship God at his footstool.
Mm.
Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool.
Yes.
So when the sons of God gather together, he's talking about his children. Job was part of them, his children who were worshiping.
Yes.
Because the devil was chasing after Job, he also entered the worship place. It's just like when we enter into the church of Jesus. Or the church premise, and the devil comes there.
Yes.
That's why we cast out devils.
Yes.
And you see, they come there with them.
Yes.
He was looking for Job. He was not getting any avenue about Job. He followed Job to the presence of God, where they were going to sacrifice and worship.
Yes.
So when he followed Job and the rest of the faithfuls of God at the time, God, his spirit, spoke unto him. Because that is God. You know, you have to understand that even perhaps, it was an angel of God that was speaking to him.
Mm.
But you see, when God says, I am the one speaking, the angel speaks by him.
Yes.
In the Bible, several scenarios are something like that. But the record, the prophetic record given unto us is like that.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean, because Jesus said, the way to the holiest of all, nobody has ever been there. Nobody. So how can the devil appear in the presence of God?
Mm.
The presence of God, you have to understand where it builds. The presence of God is where the worship of God is. At
Lord
his footstool. He inhabits in his word, praise and presence. That's where his presence comes to. So the interpretation of the word, if you want to use your personal opinion, you'll be mistaken. If you use the word of God, you are right.
Mm.
The worship of God is at his footstool. Heaven is my throne.
The earth
is my footstool. And then he's talking about the habitation of what? God, where his presence is, where they worship him. Now, let's read again. Read again, Apostle.
Psalm 132, verse 7.
Yes.
Let us go into his tabernacle.
Yes.
Let us worship at his footstool.
Let us worship at his footstool. The tabernacle of God is built at the footstool of God. Mm. That is why the tabernacle, we are the temple of Jesus Christ. We are the temple of God on earth here. Mm-hmm. And we are at his footstool, being prepared to be taken.
Mm.
And that's why we represent his feet. Now, the feet walks on his footstool. The footstool is the earth itself.
Yes.
And I told you the footstool is actually symbolizing when a king sits. The kind of platform he put his feet on.
Yes.
It's a small kind of stool.
Yes.
It's what is called footstool.
Mm-hmm.
And that footstool, the earth, the Bible is saying, God is saying the earth is like that unto him. So when he sits as a king, where he put his feet is where his word. Now, so it's a typology of Jesus Christ as the Lord God, who is the head and who is the king. And his church is actually his feet.
Mm.
It's his body. But the last day generation is his feet.
Yes.
And they step on the word, the land, the footstool of God.
Yes.
Understand this typology. Understand this interpretation. That is why the word of God is used to interpret it, the word of God. So the heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool.
Yes.
The Bible says, let us go into his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, to your resting place.
Mm-hmm.
And you and the ark of your strength.
Yes.
Now he's prophesying right now about the resting place of God, which is in the millennium, where the Bible says there shall be rest. And the people of God shall enter into it. The book of Hebrews chapter 4. That is what the Bible says about the footstool of God. Very, very important. Now, let me go on to... So, I'm trying to prove to you about the generation, the last generation, the feet, what it represents. Now, let me go deeper into what the feet now represent. Okay? Let me... Now, when you go to the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 28, the verse number 2, in that kind of sense, okay... Solomon, read it for me.
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 2.
Yes.
Then King David rose to his feet and said,
yes.
Hear me, my brethren and my people.
Okay.
I had it in my heart to build a house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
Okay.
And for the footstool of our God.
And for the footstool of our God.
Sure.
Yes.
And I'd made preparations to build it. But God said to me, you shall not build a house for my name. Because you have been a man of war and have shed blood.
So you see, that is it. What I wanted to, the emphasis there is that I'm talking about Solomon, who is a typology of Christ in the natural sense, who is supposed to build the temple of God.
Yes.
Now, why was David not allowed to build a temple by Solomon? David was a man of war, blood, he touched blood. But Solomon, what? Look at the thing Solomon did. Now, he's the one who built the temple of God. Now, understand it, okay? Understand it. Jesus is the one who builds the temples of God. He builds us. That is why we are built according to his shape, according to his stipulated form, his standard. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, God is the God of standards.
Yes.
So he builds us. That's why the Bible says the fivefold ministry has been given unto us, the church, so that we can equip the church for the work of the ministry and build up a stature of Christ.
Yes.
He's looking at the fullness.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So the Bible says we all are stones, living stones are being used to build a house of God.
Yes, sir.
We are the members of his house, his household, members of his body.
Yes,
of his flesh and of his bones. The Bible says we are being used as living stones to build. So Jesus is the one who builds us as his living tabernacle.
Yes.
He dwells in us. He indwells us. Are you hearing the point now? So that is the scripture of God now.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, so now, if that is the case, then we have to go into the feet, what it represents. And we need to use the Bible to represent it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the Bible says, the full authority and the glory of the whole Jesus of God rests with the feet at his footstool. Remember, we have established what is called the footstool. And we've talked about the feet a little. But here, there's now a representation of who they are. Let's use the Bible to interpret this particular.
Okay.
This is actually quoted from, picked It's like a phrase, speak from the Bible. The Bible says, and I give you authority to trample. Authority is not less, it's not half. Now, you know, I used to hear words such as, people have authority higher than others. And I told people, when it comes to the authority of Jesus Christ, it's not true. We need to be biblically what? Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we will use some kind of opinions to deceive people. When it comes to the authority Jesus gave, delegated unto us, remember that God gave all the authority of the whole universe in heaven, on earth, under the earth to Jesus.
Yes.
And gave him a name to it, which is above every other name. Yes. At the name of every knee, also in heaven, and in earth, under the earth. So hear this. When God is dealing with names and power and authority on earth, in heaven, he will resort to Jesus. When God is dealing with authority, names and all of that, authority that can do things, on earth, he resort to Jesus.
Mm.
When God is dealing with authority, names and all of that, in the underworld, hell, he resort to Jesus, because that is what it is.
Yes.
He has been exalted far above all things.
Hallelujah.
In these realms. Now, but hear this word. The Bible says it. Jesus said, behold, I give you authority, exousia.
Mm.
The authority of Jesus that he received from his Father, and he told us to hail.
Yes.
It's a full authority. And he gave it to the church.
Mm.
Every member of the church has that full authority.
Hallelujah.
Now, the problem is the knowledge of that authority and how to exercise it.
Yes, sir.
That, in the exercise, that is what differs.
Mm.
Because it differs because of people's knowledge.
Knowledge.
So the Bible says that grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Mm.
Through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So the more you know Jesus and the authority he's given unto us, the more you are likely to exercise,
yes,
and operate with that authority.
Sure.
Authority cannot be more or less by virtue on the person.
Mm.
By virtue of that authority on the person, cannot be more or less. But the operation in its effectiveness,
mm,
okay, its efficiency, we can see accuracy.
Yes.
We can, you understand? We, yes, can see the exertion of it more with other people who have more understanding,
mm,
of how it works.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
So you can tell a demon to stop, and a demon will still make a step, trying to see whether you mean what you say.
Mm.
Because authority is rested in the understanding of the person that is using, yes, it. But I will tell the devil, stop! And he will stop. Why? Because I understand fully the authority that Jesus, mm, has vested in us. When it comes to that, so don't scare people with authority. Because authority is called exousia. Everybody has an equal.
Mm-hmm.
He told the whole church, I give you authority to, yes, trample underfoot the serpent and scorpions. But it happens that the body, which is the church, that tramples underfoot with the authority of Christ, is the feet is the one in the part of the body that is doing that work.
Yes.
That's why I'm lifting my feet.
Yes.
It's the part that is doing that. It's your feet you lift. Mm. It's part of the body you lift to step on the head of the serpent.
Yes.
Now, so the generation, the larger generation, happens to be the one to go through darkness, but happens to be the one that will actually also put their feet down,
mm,
upon the neck
of the
devil. Crush the head of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Period. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 60. Now let's go there quickly. I don't know if you have time.
And then we'll go for a break. No, we have time, but we'll just go for a quick break. But let me read this quickly.
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 13 here.
Verse 13.
Thank you, Apostle.
The scripture says, the glory of Lebanon shall come to you.
Yes.
The cypress, the pine, and the box tree together.
Okay.
To beautify the place of my sanctuary.
To beautify the place of my sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
Now, okay, so let's go to the break. When we come
back. And I will make the place of my feet glorious.
And I will make the place of my feet glorious.
Yes.
The feet is not the only part of the body.
Mm.
But the Lord is saying that at the dispensation where the glory will be seen in a higher measure is at the place of the feet.
Wow.
When the feet is in session. So, from the neck out to the feet, like up to the foot area, all the body dispensation have come upon the head realm. So in the era of Branham's, the Kenneth Hagin's and all of that, they were not still at the feet level.
Yes.
They prophesied a generation coming.
I mean,
yeah. I've heard those prophecies.
Sure. Me too.
So I've entered in the prophecies.
Hallelujah.
Of this great and this mighty man of God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. So you talk about the dispensation of their feet,
mm-hmm,
where, you know, we will see the higher glory,
mm,
of the Lord Jesus Christ that he gave to the church. We shall see it.
Hallelujah.
That is why it is in these last days that deeper understanding, deeper, you know, we are actually in the darkest hour of the, and we are it's going to be more,
yes,
you know, more darker. Darkness shall cover the deep darkness, the people, deep darkness. Mm. So the kind of darkness that is coming on the world, it's not small darkness.
Mm.
Remember last, you know, I think last month or early last month, or ushering us into this month, I began to see the world was getting ready to prepare into another kind of disease,
yes,
which was announced. And yes, I was hearing it, and I was prophesying it. And the Lord said that we should not be afraid,
yes,
but we should confront it, because these are man-made stuff.
Mm.
It's like, you know, that will help them, yes, wickedness. That will help them, because they are going to use those diseases and pestilences God prophesied about, so that it will help them bring their new world order. It will help them prepare the state for the Antichrist, mm-hmm, which I've been prophesying about. That, and I did speak about the coalition of nations together in order to fight and all of that. And I told you, mm-hmm, a marching troop will march over Europe. And I wanted to be specific, but I do not want to for now, because not because it will not happen, because there are specific things to pay.
Mm.
And these things, when it happens, when you are prophesying, they say conspiracy and all of that. Mm. But we'll all see it.
We'll see it.
As we prophesy, this one that came,
sure,
we'll all see it. So the church should be in preparation so that it doesn't happen to us like that. Because they are planning with serious famine and economic, hardships. This economic hardship that it's actually orchestrated by people on table is going to bring an order of eliminating all this paper cash or paper currencies,
okay,
and bringing in nations developed tokens. All right,
mm-hmm,
yes, I will talk about it later on, what I know about these things.
Mm.
Like, there is a developed tokens. They call this an intelligent strategy. and it is a grand, they call it a great narrative. Okay.
Okay.
A great narrative. What the great narrative?
Yes,
or they call it I talked about
the
it.
The grand
narrative. When they want to change an order,
mm-hmm,
this is what they do. They have people speaking about it, and they need, mm-hmm, for us to get into it and all of that. And they hope to please believe it and enter into,
yes,
it. And because they are preparing the state for the Antichrist,
mm-hmm,
and the Lord has spoken about it already. So this is the time the church is getting deeper into knowledge. So if you are a church person and you don't embrace knowledge at this time, it will get to a point where you'll be confused as what to accept,
yes,
and what not to accept. Because there will be introduction of things into your body.
Mm.
They tested some. They saw the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So now they saw the resistance and packed data. So they are going to now push it in several shapes and forms. Your smartphones and all of that is going to play roles,
mm,
so that they can put chips. And when you see what God prophesied about in the book of Revelation, he says, and he causes both young and small, you know, rich and poor, to receive a mark on their foreheads and what?
Their right hand.
And that is why when even the sickness issues came, the coronavirus,
yes,
they point their gun either at your forehead or your hand.
Yes, to check
your
temperature.
Yes. It's actually sensitizing you,
mm,
to understand something. And then 6 feet apart and 6 feet, you know, whatever.
Mm.
Because it doesn't have scientific knowledge. In the grand narrative, they say that they are no longer, the grand narrative people don't even believe in science and data. The scientific research into data. Yes, they don't believe in that. They believe that scientific data is there, but it's a waste of their time because they are bringing an agenda. So if they bring a lot of people to now, you know, cause them to talk about what they want to do, their ideologies and that of the Antichrist, the people will buy into it,
mm,
and it will become like, you know, scientific proving.
Mm.
That is why no scientist can prove that kind of distance thing that they were talking about, because people caught it. It doesn't matter. The thing that is airborne can be caught in any radios. That's what it is.
Sure.
So if you like read about it, the grand narrative, you understand it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are behind those things, you will understand. They've been discussing all along.
Mm.
God shows these things before they happen, but we prophesied it. But you must also know physically. That is why in the Bible, The Bible says in the end time, we should watch and pray.
Mm.
Now, anybody who is told to watch, it means watch where you are with your spiritual eye, physical eye, open to watch.
Mm-hmm.
What if you watch and what you are watching, you don't understand it?
Mm-hmm.
That means anybody who is watching, before you can pray, because the watching will guide you to pray, you need to understand what you are watching. Now, if you don't teach what people are watching, how will they understand?
Mm.
You don't understand what if you that many people don't understand this thing that I'm talking about.
If you understand,
mm-hmm. if you will humble yourself and understand what the scripture says, you will understand the word watch and pray. The word of God that says watch
Mark
and pray.
13:13.
Yes, we should watch and pray. Jesus said it. Mm. Watch and pray.
Yes.
Now, so what I was explaining to you is about that one.
Mm.
Okay. So let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter number, 60. The same Isaiah chapter number, 60. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Sorry. 66 verse 1. Okay.
So that then we would have to bless the people of God.
Okay.
Isaiah 66 verse 1. Thus says the Lord.
Yes.
Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool.
Yes.
Where is the house that you will build me and where is the place of my rest?
Do you understand? He said, heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. It's a place of his worship. So if God is building a temple to dwell in, he builds that temple at where his footstool is. Mm. So in heaven, when we are raptured and we go to the heavens will be destroyed. But it will be destroyed after the millennium.
Yes.
So if somebody says, I will not go to heaven, then the person is taking himself from the rapturing of the church. You see, when you are speaking without this kind of understanding, you make errors and mistakes.
Yes.
Look into the scripture. Don't lean on your own understanding. The Bible says these are personal opinions that is killing many people in the church.
Mm.
Now hear this. So the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you build for me, and where is the place of my rest? The book of Hebrews has said, "I promise us a day of entering his rest." When we enter into the rest of Jesus, when he comes to pick us, he takes us. Okay, because he says, "I'm going to prepare. I'll come back for you."
Yes.
When he comes back for us, he goes to the marriage supper of the Lamb to present his bride to his father. The marriage is done. He comes back to fight, at Edomite,
Bozrah.
Bozrah. He takes all of us unto the millennial place, the city. The city with 12 foundations and 12 gates.
Mm-hmm.
Then we are there for 1,000 years with rest. We shall live with him with rest.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the 1,000 years, the devil is released again. He picks up his army. In trying to ascend, the Bible says, and the earth was helping him to ascend.
Yes.
That's when the coals of fire, the brimstone fire from the throne of God falls. It is actually coming from the mountains of God. That I was taking there once. Now, do you understand? And I watch a lot of things. I'm praying and I'm not asking, but I know I'm praying and thanking God for the place. It's not like how it's a desire. The Lord will do something about it again.
Yes.
Next week, by the grace of God, Apostle,
yes,
we will explain what the footstool means and what the feet represent and how is it that even Jesus washed the feet
of
his disciples and what it represented. Because today people are washing our feet prophetically. I'm not saying it's not good, but what does it represent?
Mm.
God bless you so much and increase you. I love you.
Man of God, if you please pray for
Father,
me.
I stretch forth my hands.
Thank you, Lord.
This is your hand, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let people who do not know you begin to know you.
Amen.
If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior now, you just have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He has died and gone to be with the Lord. And he's coming back for us. When you believe that and you confess that, you declare that you are saved. If you have somebody who is deaf and dumb and you demonstrate to the person and receive Christ Jesus, the person has declared in his death and darkness, he's also receiving Jesus. God bless you and increase you. I pray for you that you are healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are delivered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are set free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your finances are restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Double restoration coming upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The harvest season is glorious in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I trust that you've been blessed. Remember to like our page on Facebook, John Anochi Ministries Incorporated. We also have Worldwide Word Ministries there on Facebook. And then subscribe to our YouTube channel, Prophet John Anochi. Just go to YouTube and search for Prophet John Anochi. You'll find many powerful videos there with the man of God teaching, and you will certainly be blessed.
Word of life. these last days.
But that day will never come, will not come, unless
the falling away comes.
Number one, the falling away comes first.
And the man of sin is revealed.
And the man of sin is revealed.
Something extraordinary is eventuating.
After the man of sin is revealed, that's when the day of the Lord will come.
A wonder, a stupendous spectacle.
The one who is restraining the Antichrist is restraining the Antichrist so that the Antichrist will not be revealed before his day.
Yes.
But he will be revealed exactly on his time.
Yes, sir.
And the restrainer is like this.
Never before witnessed. Watch the Word of Life live broadcast with Prophet John Anoche. This and every Saturday at 7 a.m. on Metro TV. For more information, visit www.johnanocheministries.org, www.worldwideworldministries.org, or call 0302-507-154 or 0540-996-670. This broadcast is made possible by partners of John Anoche Ministries.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com